Good afternoon, everybody. We were discussing yesterday several of the differences between the in Parshas Mishpatim. There are three types of chiyuvi mamon. There's mamon, there's knas, and there's kapara. So Tosis had a whole list. Our Tosis has a short list of differences between kapara on the one hand and mamon and knas on the other hand. One difference Tosis quotes is when you get to come live with the Rabbanei, and that's in Tosis Dimarascha Reb Nachunyahi and Chav Tesam and Aleph. Tosis proved it from the Gemara and Hamatzniya and Shabbos Dav Tzadik Dalet. The come live with the Rabbanei doesn't pata from a chi of kapara. In the previous Tosis Dimarascha Man Yeshayimim gives you the Mishnah and Trumas, which they interpret to mean that there's an afkamina between kapara on the one hand, on the other hand, with respect to Mechila. The Rash on that Mishnah denies it. The Rash says it's a different reason why Mechila doesn't work by the Zar Shochal Truma B'Shoigeg, because he says you have to pay Dabah Haray, Nosan Lakainas HaKadosh, Dabah Haray Lias Kadosh. If the Zar drank Yain Shal Truma B'Shoigeg, he has to give Yain Shal Chulin, and when he gives it to the Kainas, Tapshtlumin Epochim Lias Truma. If he ate cookies, if he ate the chitim shel truma, he has to give chitim b'shoigeg. So if he would have done it b'mezid, he would have been chayim isa b'day shamayim. So now that he did it b'shoigeg, he needs a kapara. So the kerem l'chaymish b'shoigeg is to the misa b'day shamayim, like korban is to the chiyuv kores. So kerem l'chaymish is a kapara. So the Mishnah says that Mechila doesn't work. So Tosfos understand the reason why Mechila doesn't work, because not a chiyuv ben adam lachaveira, it's a mitzvah ben adam lamoka. He needs a kapara. So the other person, the other party, is not a balabas to be meichel. The Rash disagrees. He says, no, Mechila is considered kehis kabalti. Mechila is considered as if it's parua. It's not that Mechila cancels the chiyuv. It doesn't cancel the chiyuv. It's considered as if the person paid it. So why doesn't it work by the Zar Shochal Truma B'Shoigeg? Because you can only say Mechila is considered a form of Tashlum and a form of Piron if the Torah doesn't specify what form the Tashlum should take. I can pay Shove Kesef, I can pay Kesef, I can pay by being Meichel a debt. If you owe me $1,000 and I owe you $1,000, so if one... Each one is meichel the other one, since considered as if both of the chiyuvim were parua. Because if you would have given me the $1,000, I could have given it back to you. So that's so any mechila is considered a form of piron. But if the Torah tells you it has to have a specific form of piron, specific form of tashlum, then you can't say mechila is considered ki his kabalt, mechila is ki piron. So since by Zar Shochal, that's what the Rash Tainas HaMishnah, so he doesn't see from the Mishnah and Trumas that there's sufficient evidence to establish this yisoy that Tosis came up with, that Zar Shochal Truma B'Shoigeg, that you pay Kerem V'Chaymesh, that Kerem V'Chaymesh is a Tashlumen of Kapara. The Gemara has in the end of Bava Kama around Kuf Dalar Amebeis or so, that by Asham Gzelois, if a person swore falsely that he doesn't owe, let's say, you tavea that I borrowed $1,000 and I never paid it back. I swear falsely that I don't owe you $1,000. Then later on, I admit there's no shvur there. I said, it's koi for hakol. You're not chayv to swear a shvur's hadayonim. What we call kofatz v'nishma. I volunteer on my own a shvur. Bezen will not be mechayv me a shvur. Let's say before they instituted the shvur's hesus. Shvur's hesus was instituted bezmanu amaroim achreinim. In the days of the Tanoim, Tosis claims there was no shvur's hesus. So let's say in the days of the Tanoim, a person swears that I don't owe you the money, and then he admits that he swore falsely. So he did an aver, swearing sheker. That's a serious aver. So he has to pay Kerem HaChemish, and he has to bring Asham Gizelos. So the Gemara raises a question whether that Kerem HaChemish is that kapara or not, with a whole bunch of nafkaminas that Tosis came up with. The Tosis in Ksubas Lamed Amid Beis has, and above a common Mem Gimel. So all the Nafkaminas, but ain't Kapar Lachamisa. So all of the Nafkaminas plus more all appear in that Gemara. So just like the Gemara says that Keren V'Chomesh by Shavuos HaPikudin, that's Hashem Gzelus, it's called Shavuos HaPikudin. Just like that, the Gemara says that it's not Kapora. It could be that Zah Shochal Truma B'Shoigeg, that Keren V'Chomesh is also not a Kapora. Maybe it's just a Tashlumin. Maybe the only Kofer, Kufra Kapora, the Gemara says. Kofer has a lot of different dinim, because Kufra Kapora. The Mishnah has, this Mishnah in Trumas has a unique din, that the Zah Shochal Truma B'Shoigeg, the Koin Eni Yochal Imchol. So the Rash says that doesn't prove that the Keren V'Chomesh is Kapora. Maybe it's because there's a specific form that the Piron has to take. If you drank wine, you have to give wine. If you ate chitim, you have to give back chitim. And chitman da pachim liostrum. If you ate the soirim, you have to give back the soirim. Whatever the type of food is that the Zara Shachal Truma Bishegig, whatever he ate, that's what he has to give. Since there's a specific form that the Toshloman has to take, maybe that's the reason why there's no mechila. So that's the Rash, who's a Talmud of the Balei HaTosfos, the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. He's not happy with this Tosfos HaChocha. Tosfos built up a whole Yisoid with that Mishnah in Trumas, that Zav Shochal Truma B'Shoigeg, the Keren V'Chomesh, is a Kapara. Okay, why do we bring all this up? Because the Gemara had a Machlokes HaTanoim. What's the din? About the 12 lines in the bottom of Chav Tesem and Aleph. He ate Hegdish B'Shoigeg on Pesach. So the first Tanakhan says Mol. First Tanakh says you have to pay a Keren V'Chomesh and bring Hashem Milas V'Yishamim Leimol. And others disagree. Why should someone hold that you don't have to pay Keren V'Chomesh? You have to bring Hashem Milas first. Rabbi Yechanan explains. The burden of proof over here is on the one who says Loimal. Pashta says that it should be Meila. Why not? So the first suggestion was given by Rabbi Yechanan that the Yeshamim Loimal, Man Yeshamim, that's Rabbi Nechunya Ben Hakone, who holds that Chometz B'Pesach is Kores. And he holds that Komblevi the Rabbine applies to Kores just like Oesos Yom Kippurim Kishabbos. Since on Yom Kippur, there's Kores. So you say, come lebe the Rabbinei. Not that you say, come lebe the Rabbinei to pata you from the Hashem Mi'ilois. No. That's their right from the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Sadek Dala. Come lebe the Rabbinei doesn't pata from a Chiyav Korban, because that's a Chiyav Kapur. The come lebe the Rabbinei patas from the Keren V'Chomesh. Keren V'Chomesh by Zah Shochal Truma B'Shoigeg is Kapura, but the Keren V'Chomesh by one who is Moel Behegdish, that's not Kapur. It's a little strange. That's why the Rash was not happy about that. You're saying Keren V'Chomesh by Moel Behegdish is not Kapur, and Keren V'Chomesh by Zav Shochal Truma B'Shoigeg, that's Kapur. But that's how Tosfos reads over here. You would say, Kom Leibe the Rabbine, that Kor is Patas from the Keren V'Chomesh. And once there's no Keren V'Chomesh, then maybe you don't bring Hashem Me'ilas either. That's how Tosfos explains it. The last line. That's the last line in the Tosfos Dimur Maaseh Reb Nechunya. Came in the pot of Keren V'Chomesh because of Kom Levi Derab, pot of Nami, Mikorban Shein Hashem Milas Bo, Elo Kishish Keren V'Chomesh. So that's Rabbi Yechanan's explanation of the Man Yesh Omrim is Reb Nechunya Ben Akona. Then Rabbi Yosef Amar, he suggests a different thing. The Machlokes HaTanoim is whether you pay Keren V'Chomesh, not a shy love, come levi der abmine. Shavius, in order to bring Hashem Me'ilos, you have to be nene, there's a Mishnah Me'ila, you have to be nene, minimum of a Shavu Pruta. How do you establish whether anything is a Shavu Pruta? So that's what the Nesibis writes in a few of his Svarim, that based on this Gemara and based on quite a few Gemaras, that Shavius is always established. Kama hu shavu limka bashuk. How much can you get if you'll sell it on the marketplace? So how much can Hegdish get today? Kama hu shavu limka bashuk. And then there's a Mishnah in Erechin. Ein lehegdish ala mekoma v'shaita. Someone is magdish an automobile in Africa. So the automobile in New York will sell for $35,000. In Africa, it'll sell for $65,000. So it, when the Ginsburg auctions off to the highest bidder, he says, I'm not going to take, the lowest bid I'll take is this amount. How much does he say the lowest bid? Whatever the Shavis is. The din is b'di'evet, hegdash avamana, shechelo shavet pruta mechulo. If you cheated hegdash and you didn't give the full amount, you gave a pruta. Instead of giving $65,000, he gave a nickel, he gave a dollar. So b'di'evet ain't an oil hegdashis. You don't say that it's bitl mekach. But lachatil, it's certainly also to cheat hegdash like a karka. Karkas from the karka of Adam Mishtaris, there's no din of Ainua means b'di'evet, there's no penalty of Ainua. Ha'akum. There's no penalty of Ainua, but in Nisa Ainua there is. He's not allowed to cheat Hegdish. So the Gizbush al Hegdish, Bismacha Bes Megdush al Yekayim. He says he wants to auction it off to the highest bidder, but the first bid he's going to take is going to be $65,000. So why does he say $65,000? It depends where the automobile is. If the automobile is in Africa where it sells for $65,000, so then he should say that's the lowest bid he's going to take. If it's in New York and it sells for $35,000, he say the lowest bid he'll take is $35,000. So that's the Shailef Hegdish, and it depends today. Mekoma v'shaito, today, how much is it? What do you mean today? Somebody was moil behegdish today on Pesach, either Halamoid or on Yantav Pesach. So the day he was more behegdish, how much is the hegdish worth? It doesn't help that yesterday it was worth $10. Tomorrow it's going to be worth $10. But the day that he ate it, the minute that he ate it, how much was it? How much would it have been worth if the gizmo would have auctioned it off to the highest bidder? What would be the basic amount that he would take? What is the shavius? What is the shavius of the item? So that's what the Mishnah says in Maseches Erechin. Ein lehegdish ana mekom avashaita. How much is it worth that day? And that location where the person ate it, how much would it sell for over there? So that's what the Gemara says over here. Who is the Hegdush going to sell it to? They're going to sell it to a Jew. The Jews are not going to pay anything. It's not Shavu'ot Pruta because it's also Bahano on Pesach. It's also Bahano. Unless you hold like Rabbi Yosef Aglidi, the Chametz BePesach is Muta Bahano. Okay, the Gemara is going to give that shot. Maybe that is the Machlokes HaTanoim. Can you sell it to a Jew because it'll be muta b'hano? How can you sell it to a Jew? How can the Jew be paid a min ha'eg? This will be a violation of b'yirah, b'yimotzei. So Tosfos says, from this Gemara, you can prove the bottom Tosfos on Daf Chav Tes on the Bay. He says, Mikan machiach hari, the last four lines, Shamasha chametz b'pesach v'dait on the bar, no ever b'osah shah, b'osah shah. You don't violate b'yirah, b'yimotzei because he bought it amanas levayah, yeah. Why can't you say, you see from Tosfos that they think they can't say like that. Why can't you say, I'm giving the money to Hegdish to be mafkia de kedusha. I want to be part of the Hegdish, but I don't want to acquire ownership of the thing. I don't want to violate the Bal Yerubah. But maybe the Olam, if you're Masha Chamas Hamanas Levare, maybe there is Bal Yerubah by Matzah. But here, Hochma Askinon, the Gemara means, I'll be part of them in a Hegdish to take off the kedusha. But I don't want to own it. I don't want to be the owner. So you see that Tosfos holds there is no such thing. The pinyon Hegdish is mafkir the kedusha by virtue of the fact that it no longer belongs to Hegdish because I buy it and it belongs to Hedya. That's why the kedusha goes off. Because I don't acquire ownership of it, it does belong to me. Can't just remove the kedusha. That's lachor. What you see, that's the premise of the Bala Tosfos. So he says, you see, from the Gemara, it's a right from the Gemara that if you're Masha Chamas Amanas Levari, not in violation of Bal Yerubah by Motzei. So if it's Muta, if you're like Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Chamas BePesach is Muta, but not just also be Bal Yerubah, so you can auction it off to the highest bidder, sell the Chametz to a Jew. A Jew ate the Chametz BePesach B'Shegeg. He didn't realize that it was Hegdish. Okay. So how much was the Hegdish, how much was the Chametz worth at the time that this Jew ate it? Kam hu shavu limka bashuk. Well, the Gizbar could have auctioned it off to a Jewish person. He could have auctioned it off to a Jewish person who will use it to get Hanoah from it. How's he going to get Hanoah? If he's Masha Chametz, Shalom Manas Levaris, it'll be an Isa Bal Yerubah by Masa. No, Masha Chametz Manas Levaris. He'll plan to use it. So how much would it be worth to buy in order to use it as fuel to burn something, to burn it in order to keep the house warm, or in order to keep people warm, in order to cook food. If you all chametz but Pesach is mutabar no, like Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Gemara said maybe that is the machlokes hatanaim. It's unclear whether the person is mal behegdish. The only mal behegdish, only being hashat meil is if you pay kermachem. You only pay kermachem if the hegdish is shavah limka bashuk. A pruta as the minimum of a shavah pruta. So that's the question. If you mekadosh anisha with isuri hanor, Mishnah says in the end of the second parak in kedushin ainim mekadoshes. So Rashi says the reason why ainim mekadoshes because not shavah pruta. Yeah. Why do you only consider selling it to a Jew? Why can't you sell it to a goy? So that's what the Gemara says. Minatur, there's a din. Ein parim sakach machin leklavim. If it's hegdush that once had a kedusha saguf lam izbeach. If it's got him hegdesh le mumay. But over here, the fellow was magdush a loaf of bread. So all it has is a kedusha damim. It doesn't have a kedusha guf. Never had a kedusha guf la mizbeach. So Tosfos Taina is over here. You're not dealing with a din there, right? So it's only a din there rabbanim. So the Gemara suggests maybe that's the machlokes hatanoim and the brayse. Is there a din there rabbanim that says in perim sakochim laachilon leklovim? Is there such a din there rabbanim by kedushas damim? By Kedusha's Kochem is Beach, there's a Machlek Satanaim, Rashi says. But the only Darshan, two drushes are three drushes. Tizbach v'lagiza and Bosa v'lacholav. So the two drushes he Darshan. Then the Rak v'chalav z'nashacha tizbach v'achalta Bosa. So the Darshan v'achalta v'lo l'klovecha osa l'achili l'klov manat. So that's by a korban that had a Kedusha Aguf l'mizbeach. So then there's a machlokes satana. But here we're talking about the thing only had kedusha damim in the first place. So the worst it could be is going to be an isa derabbanan, not going to be an isa deraisa. The Gemara suggests that maybe that's the machlokes satanaim. Will a Jew be able to bite if we're going to sell it to a goy? So we can't trust the goy. He may decide to eat it himself. So then everyone agrees that that'll be a violation of asa l'achila l'klov midirabbanan. So since midirabbanan, it's also l'achila l'klovim, and the goy may feed it to his dog, and we can't trust him. We can't say, be paid it and feed it to your dog in our presence, so we'll know that you're not going to be cheating us. It's just not going to work. We can't rely on the nochri, and we're afraid we shouldn't do it. So we're not going to sell it to a nochri, we're going to sell it to a Jew. A Jew will violate Balyura by Matzah, so they say, Zaraya, that the Masha Chamas Amanas Levare is not in violation of Balyura. So the question is it worth anything? Is it worth anything? So the Gemara says, well, that depends on the machlek zabiyas haglin in the Rabbana. If it's chametz bepesach is mutta b'hanoa, then a Jew may buy it in order to burn it, in order to get hanoa from it, to serve as fuel, to keep himself, to keep his body warm, or to cook the food. And if you hold the chametz bepesach is also b'hanoa, so it's ain't a shavah klum, because the Jews won't buy it and we're not going to sell it to a goy. So that was the Gemara's suggestion as far as pshat. Then the Gemara suggested another pshat. The Hegdish doesn't violate Bal Yerua by Matzah. So, ain't the Hegdish on the Mekom of Ishaita, how much is it worth today? The fellow was Moel Behegdish. He ate it on Pesach. But on Pesach, it's Taka Asa Bahanoa. If you hold both Tanoim, hold Pesach, it's Asa Bahanoa. But the Hegdish is not going to, the Gizber is not going to try to auction it off to the highest bidder today. He's going to wait till after Pesach. Hegdish doesn't violate by your Rabbi Masay. The Gizber will wait till after Pesach, and then he'll auction it off. What happened to the din? Ain la Hegdish ala makom of Shaito. It means Shaito, if you have something, let's say you have a fur coat. So fur coats in the summertime don't cost as much as in the wintertime, because in the wintertime there are more people who are cold and there's a greater demand. Everything is going to cost more money. If there's a small supply and a big demand, then everything is going to cost more money. So then says, if it's summer clothing, so it costs more in the summertime than in the wintertime. If it's winter clothing, it costs more in the wintertime than in the summertime. And there's a bigger demand, then it's going to cost more money. So the din of ein lahegdish shall become a v'shaita means you calculate how much it's worth. Become a v'shaita, you don't calculate if the automobile would be in America, it would be worth less. It'll be worth, if it would be in Africa, it would be worth more. You don't take the highest amount anywhere in the world. You say Mekomo. And Shaito means this season, but it doesn't mean today. It doesn't necessarily mean today. Today, it's no one's going to buy it. So you wait. Hegdish is going to wait to auction it off to the highest bidder after Pesach is over. So Gemara suggests, is that a violation of Ein Hegdish on the Mekom of Shaita? Not. So the Gemara suggests, maybe that should depend on Dabar HaGorim Lamamin. What do you mean, Dabar HaGorim Lamamin? Today, it's worthless, because no one will want to buy it today, because it's Tosam HaNoah. So the Gizbar is going to, the first time he'll be interested in auctioning it off, to the highest bid is going to be after Pesach is over. So that's the Shaila, where they say, Dabar HaGorim Lamamin Kamam and Dami Anan. It's not the same as in Bava Kamma. Rashi quotes Dabar HaGorim Lamamin means a different thing. There's a din, Yishalem Shnayim L'Re'ehu Prat L'Hegdish, that you don't pay kefil to Hegdish. So what does it mean you don't pay kefil to Hegdish? Let's say a person set aside, a person was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, he has to bring a Korban Chatos. So he designates a Korban Chatos, cost him $1,000. He's Mafish Kizbo Osiro. So if somebody will steal the chatos or shoot the chatos, he'll be chai bakri yuso until they're going to be zarek the dam, and the korban will be kosher, and he will have attained his kapara. So if someone will shoot the animal, it'll be his hefsed mamon. So that's a machlekes hatanoim, where they say dover garm la mamon ke mamon dummy or not. You don't pay kefil to Hegdish, but maybe since this korban chatos, if it'll get destroyed, here somebody shot it, somebody stole it, so they stole it, so the bala korban doesn't have the korban. So it's a dovah shegoram lamamin. They will mafsid him $1,000 because now he has to set aside another korban. So that's a machlegis hatanaim, that we consider him the bailam anat. That's the machlegis. Shalom shtam the reyehu prat lehegdish. You don't pay hegdish kefil, but maybe here you pay the kefil to the bala korban, because since it was gorim lamamin, there were maps in him lamamin, and he's suffering the hefsid, so maybe he's considered the bala korban. We pass kandavar gam mamin lav kemamin dami. Even though it's kachim shechai bachriyusim, and you're not called the bailam. But the Gemara suggests that maybe that's the machlokes hatanaim over here. It's not really the same here. It's a different shaila. Ein lehegdish al mekom of the shaita. Shaita means today, the day that the person was moel behegdish, he ate it on Pesach, so no one will want to buy it. Because today it's worthless. No one, they won't violate by Rabbi Motzei, because daita levayer. But if it's also about no, so what is he going to gain? He's not going to pay a penny. Why should he buy it from Hegdish in order to destroy it if he can't get Hanoag when he burns it? If he says the machlekes abyes aglin and rabbanon is good, thank abyes aglin is mutaba Hanoag. It is no violation of bal yeruah, like Tosu said. But if you're leaving out abyes aglin, you're just working with dabar HaGorim Lamamin, it's not, but usually referred to dabar HaGorim Lamamin. It means a different thing. Engle Hegdish on the makom of the shaita means summertime as opposed to wintertime shaita. But it doesn't mean today as opposed to next week. Today happens to be Pesach. So that's why it's us about Noah. Are you who derivale? It's like a lion doesn't let me get Hanoah today. It's not like a winter clothing in the winter and the summer has a different price. And since the fellow burnt the garment today in the summer and the winter, so you calculate the Shabbos of the garment based on the Shabbos from today. But here we're talking on Pesach, the Gizbar is not going to sell it. He's not going to sell it on Pesach. No one's going to want to buy it. He's going to sell it the first time after Pesach. So do you consider the value that he's going to have next week because of that idea of Dabar HaGorim Lamamin? But it's not really the same as in Bava Kamma. Dabar HaGorim Lamamin Kamma Dami doesn't mean the same at all. It's a different issue. Yeah, we just mentioned that there's a strange Gemara in Bava Kamma that we don't paskin like La Halacha. The Gemara has in the end of Bava Kamma, where is it? On Kuf, on Tzadik Ches on the days. The end of Bava Kamma said, the Gemara said, there's a machlekes hatanoim by Odom HaMazik al-Yidei Garmi. So Adam Amazik biyadayim is chayv. Adam Amazik grama ben azikin is putin. Garmi is halfway in between grama ben azikin. Adam Amazik biyadayim. So that's a machleg. So Meir and Chacham. So Meir is dan din in the garmi. Meir holds that the garmi is chayv, and the Chacham holds garmi is putin. Gemara says we pass like Reb Meir. So Gemara at one point says, raises a possibility that maybe the machleg is Reb Meir and the Rabbanan, whether he chayv and garmi. Depends on Dabba Hagarim the moment. Why? Because the same three letters appear in a row, Gimel Resh Mem. Garmi means he caused, same as Grama, he caused a little indirectly. It wasn't totally indirect. If it's Grama ben Azik and everybody holds Potter. That's what most of the Rishonim assume. Grama ben Azik and everyone holds Potter, and Garmi is a machlek. Some Rishonim say Grama Garmi, the same thing. The Ramban, the Kuntra's Din of the Garmi, quotes the Rabbein Ephraim, Miregensburg, the Bala Tosfos. who disagrees there was more than there was a Rabbein Ephraim who wrote Piyutim. That's a different region. But this is a Rabbein Ephraim who disagreed with the Rabbein Tam on Chaticha Nasnevela Bishari Surim. So this is a Rabbein Ephraim who disagrees over here. And he holds that Grama and Garmi are the same thing. And if you hold Halachik Rav Meir, that Garmi is Chayv, then Grama ben Azikin is also Chayv. Yeah, but we don't hold like that. So we assume all the Rishonim disagree with that Rabbein Ephraim. They assume Grama ben Azik and everyone holds Potter, and Garmi is a machlokes be passing like Reb Meir. So the Gemara says, raises a possibility, and maybe Reb Meir's opinion that Garmi is Chayim, maybe that's because he holds that Dover Agam Lamaman is Kamamadami. But we don't hold like that, Tana. Dover Agam Lamaman Kamamadami. The Kachem Shechayim Bachri Yusan, if a Ganav stole it, he doesn't pay Kefil to the Hegdish. Sham Shnaim Vireyehu, Lireyehu, Veloy Lehegdish, but he pays Kefil to the Bala Korban, because he was Mapsed the Bala Korban Mammon. So we don't pass him like that, Tana. So the Shach and Chayish Mishpot and Shin Pei Vav at the end of Chayish Mishpot, the Simon about Garmi, Grama and Garmi, so the Shach quotes the Ravon, I think. One of the Rishonim says, no, we paskan like that Gemara. All the other Rishonim assumed that that was only a fleeting Havamina, that Garmi is Chayiv, Ali with Rav Meir is connected with the Dobro Garm Lamam. The Pashtus is that totally unrelated, have nothing to do with each other whatsoever. Just the same verb, Gimel Resh Mem.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Regarding the Gizbar, does it matter where the Gizbar is?
I don't think it matters where the Gizbar is. How can he, if the Gizbar lives in Yerushalayim, how can he sell it unless he has Zoom, unless he has email? How can he sell the automobile that's in Africa? I give the mashal about the automobile in Africa because one of the boys once drove me to my Tuesday night Shia. And then when he drove me back home, the car was hijacked. By Ganavim, and they shipped the car to Africa. They were only taking Lexus cars. So in New York, the Lexus, I think, sold for $35,000, and in Africa, it sold for $65,000. So they had a whole bunch of Ganavim, and they stole the car. And the police were waiting. The police were waiting till they had enough evidence on the whole Chevra. The police knew all about it. They were watching when this Geneva occurred. I was in the car, and they could have killed us. But the police cheshbon that they're not going to kill anybody. They were right. They didn't kill us. They just stole the car. And the boy who drove me used to go sometimes to Africa for business. His father used to sell used clothing. So the big customers used to be in Africa. They used to buy used clothing from America. He bought shmatas. He used to buy the shmatas from people, old clothes, and he used to resell it in Africa. So that's why I gave the moshe with the car. But there are other things like that. That in different parts of the world, they're worth more money than in other places in the world.
But if he does have Zoom and he's selling a car from Africa in Yerushalayim, it's going to cost a fortune of money to bring it to Yerushalayim. Would that affect the price?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, the person doesn't have to pay so much money. If the person wants to drive it around in Yerushalayim, he's not going to offer the amount that it's worth in Africa. But the gizmo may say, since the car is in Africa, I'm going to try to get a customer from Africa. Okay, he should try. But if he can't, then he can insist he wants the full $65,000. It's going to cost him a fortune of money to bring it to Yerushalayim. So he can't charge that much. Yes. Then we started the Gemara on Chof Tes on the base. The Gemara talks about Taruvis. We started with there's a pasuk in Parsha Zachrei Mois that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is makriv parachatas hashaloi. He brings his own chatas and the soil Hashem. So it says that the Kohen Gadol does the whole avoda, and it says he's a hakoy midam apoy midam asoyer. He does zrika on the mizbech apnimi. The mizbech apnimi is usually the mizbech haktoris. You're not allowed to use it to be zorek dam from any other korbanos. Only once a year by the parvisor shal yom kippur. So it's unclear in the pasuk when it says v'he's a hakoy midam apor midam asor. With the ma'arvin lekronos, the ma'arvin lekronos, they mix together the dam apor and the dam asor. And you do one zrika on the four karnas on mizbech apnimi, then seven times al taharish on the mizbech, on the gaga mizbech, or do you do the zrika separately? So we assume ma'arvin lekronos, he mixed together the dam apar and the dam asar. So the Tanoim raise a question: Adov yaduah shadam hapar meruba midam asar. The par is a big fat animal, and the sar is a skinny malink. So it's going to be twice as much dam. If one animal is a gigantic and the other animal is small, so it's going to be more dam. So if you hold the klisharis, if you hold the klisharis under the neck of the carbon for the same amount of time, both by the par and the soy, there's going to be much more dam for 3 seconds, let's say. It's going to be much more dam by the dama par than there's going to be from the dama soy. So how is the Kohen Gadol in fulfillment of the requirement? V'hi's al kohen medama par medama soy. And the karnas hamizbech apnimi, but there's going to be batel berayv. The dam asar is going to be batel berayv. So it's a bitel berayv. So it's considered as if it's not there. So the Tanoim had a machlokes. What's the answer to that question? So Rabbi Yehuda understood based on that pasuk that whenever you have a taruvus of lach belach min bemina dam bedam, dam apar and dam asar is lach belach min beminoi. So lach balach mimimino is not bottle. It's a din. So let's say you shecht, there's a din, there's a mitzvah of kisei hadam. So you shecht, behema does need kisei hadam, only chayiviyof. Only chayiviyof. They called me up from the OU today and last week that we were discussing it. There's some new slaughterhouse in Mexico where they want to do chickens. They want to shecht chickens. So usually you do kisei hadam with b'chiso be'ofer, in offer, or you do kis adam with sawdust. The Gemara says anything that's called offer in Tanakh, anything afra zohav. If you have ground up gold, you can use that for kis adam. The OU doesn't have so much money to do kis adam with afra zohav, or you can use anything shezorim boya matzmiach. So this new slaughterhouse in Mexico doesn't want to let them use either sawdust or sand. Because it's dirty. Something new. All the slaughterhouses in the world, they do kisei adam with either offer or with sawdust. Apparently sawdust is zorim boya matzmiach. If you plant something in it, it'll grow. It may not grow to the same extent as if you would have planted it in offer on the ground, but something will grow. So now they wanted to use some kind of limestone or something. So the Darkei Tshuva says that what the limestone that we use today is not necessarily the same limestone as they used in the days of the Gemara. So they're trying to figure out what they can use for the Kisei Adam because of this new Meshugana owner of the slaughterhouse. So the din is Adam Behema does not need Kisei Adam. Only Chayav Yof. If you shech chickens or turkeys or you shech deer, then you need Kisei Adam. Rabbi Tendler used to say in our time that some of the students in the Shiva don't have to wear a yarmulke because Behema does need kisei. That was his lashon. Behema does need kisei. Okay. There used to be in high school, two different divisions. There used to be TI. I don't think it exists anymore on the level of the high school, Teachers Institute. So the students in TI were not so observant, so a lot of them didn't wear yarmulkes. The Rabbi Tanda used to say, they don't have to wear a yarmulke. Behema ain't a tzricha kisei. Okay. So the shayla is, let's say you shechted a behema and then you shechted a chayav yof, and all the blood is together in a big puddle, and there's much more dam behema than there is dam chayav yof. You say the dam chayav yof is bottled bereif, and therefore it's not shaykh to do kisei hadam. Or do you say no? So kind to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mina is b'mashem, min b'mina is not bottled, dam b'dam. A mayim b'mayim, let's say a nochri used water, a nochri or a Jew, used water to be menasech in front of Abba Rizor. Usually, they used to, traditionally, used to be menasach yayin. Let's add the menasach water. Menasach water, so the water becomes asabahana aminatar. It's the krubis avodazar. Let's say the water gets mixed in with other water. Do you say that mayim b'mayim is min b'minoi, so it's bottled b'roif? Or do you say that min b'minoi lach b'lach is b'mashu? That's what Tosis says. The whole medubra is only lach b'lach. We're not talking about yovish b'yel. Yovish b'yel is a different kind of bitl. So that's this issue. What do you learn out from the pasuk? These are koyim medam hapar medam asar. Adov yadush adam hapar meruba medam asar. So how is the koyin gadol yotzei if he mixes ma'arv and lakranis, if he mixes together the dam hapar and the dam asar? So the dam asar is miut and is batla and the dam hapar. So Rabbi Yehuda learns out from here that min mimina lach balach is ben mahush. Rashi says we pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the top Rashi on daf lama namal alef shamin amino. Rashi writes, from this Gemara you can infer the Pasuk Rabbi Hilchas that they call this on Shabbatar, Mim Mimina B'mashu. Because Chometz is so Chomer, so Rabbi comes up with a Chumre that make a Gzeira, even Mim Shein Amina is B'mashu, Ot the Mim Mimina, because Chumre the Chometz. Chometz is an Isakaris if you eat it. So we made a Gzeira the Rabban, and Bim B'Shein Amina should have been Batal B'Shishim. Should have been nice and tam. So he made exer the rabban. Yeah, why should we pasken like Rabbi Yehuda? Why in the world should we pasken like Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi pasken like Rabbi Yehuda. Why did Rabbi pasken like Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Shmuel both agreed to that. Rabbi Shmuel both hold that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The min b'mino is b'mashu. Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish both disagree. That's on the bottom, about the 8 lines from the bottom of Chat Tesamim base. They disagree. They say no, the halacha should be like the Chachamim. Yochid v'Rab Malachi Karam. Why should you pass like Rabbi Yehuda? So Rashi says no, but Rabbi has the final word over here. Rabbi says the din is like Rav. So Rabbi paskins like that. Then Rashi quotes also Raya from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Where is it? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah has a machloikas Abaye v'Rava. Here it is, the top of Laman Amud Aleph in the Tosfos, the 4th line from the top. Od hebi rai. Rashi brings another rai. Meho de pligi abaye verove veperek basu da berizor dav samah bav Amud Aleph. Chamra de chalo, chalo is vinegar. Chalo de chamra ve chalo de shichra. There's vinegar that started off as wine. Chamra is wine. Then there's chalo de shichra. Vinegar that started off as beer. So once you make it, into vinegar, so it tastes the same. But how do you decide whether you're going to call it min b'mina, min b'shein b'mina? Does it depend, bosa time azlinan? Do they taste the same? Or do you say bosa shma azlinan? It depends what you call it. So what's the difference whether bosa time or bosa shma? Means if you assume that there's a din, like Rabbi Yehuda, the min b'mina is b'mashu, so how do you decide whether it's min b'mina, min b'shein b'mina? So you see that Abai v'Rabba both hold. Abai v'Rabba argue, how do you determine whether any tarubis is min b'mina, min b'shein b'mina? Does it depend, bosa shma, what you call it, or bosa taima, what it tastes like? Let's say a lot of times this is meat and that's meat, but each piece of meat has a totally different flavor. It tastes differently, or yayin b'yayin. To the yayin b'yayin. It's all called yayin, a different kind of yayin. There's a sweet wine and there's a dry wine. Totally different kinds of wine. So do you say basa shmazlina? So yayin b'yayin is mimina. You say basa taimazlina has a different flavor. So Rashi thought that's a raya that they both assume, like Rabbi says over here, near it's Abai v'Rabbi, they both assume that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, the mimimino is b'mashu if it's lach b'lach. Taisa says you can answer that kasha. Even the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda do agree that sometimes it is relevant in Bitulim, whether you're dealing with Mim Shem Minim, where is that? There's a din midirabbanan, that Truma is only batal be'echor emeyo. You have to have 100 units, whereas Yisurim ha-batal if you have Shishim, but Truma is a churma midirabbanan. The Sifrei learns it out from a pasuk. It sounds as if it's a real drashig mor deraisa. So Tosfos in a few Masechtos has a raya from the Gemara at the end of Nida. The Gemara is clear that the din of Meya, that Truma is only batal b'Meya, is only if it's min b'minai. Min b'shein min is batal b'shishim. The Gemara is beferish that the whole din of Meya is only midirabbanan. And then the Gemara says that since by Orlon Kloy Akerem, it has a double Iser, truma is only asa b'achila muta b'hanua to a zar. And an orlon klei akerem is kofal isura, it has a double isur, it's asa b'achila, asa b'hanua, so therefore kofal ali yosa, so therefore the shia bitl is also double, and you need masayim. So that din, that truma needs meya, and orlon klei akerem need masayim, that's only if the teruva says a mim emina, if it's mim shein emina, then it's batal b'shishim. So Taisa says, maybe that's what Abai and Rava are fighting about. If you have truma that needs mea b'mimimino, you have Arlan Klaakerim, which needs Masayim if it's mimimino. So how do you determine whether it's called mimimino, mimishenimino? Does it depend b'asa shema, b'asa time? So you can't really prove from that Gemara, from the Gemara of the Zordav Samach Vav, from the whole machlek is Abai v'Rava. You can't really prove that the halacha is like Rabbi Yudah, the mimimino, mimashahu. Maybe they're talking about, is it min 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 by truma by rola klakem? There it makes a difference. Is it b'meya or is it b'shishim or is it b'masayim or is it b'shishim? Doesn't necessarily prove that the din is that min min mashu. So we talk it on paskal like Rashi. We paskal like Tosfos on this that in Shulchan Aruch the min min lach b'lach is not b'mashu. So what is it? What is it? Let's say you have. In order to say Tam Kiker, let's say you have, they sell candies in the store. So a lot of cookies, candies, everything. So what's treif over there? What can be treif? A little bit of flavoring in the candy is going to be less than 50% of the whole candy, less than 50% for sure of the whole cookie. Most of the cookie is the sugar and flour and water. There may be a treif ingredient. So even if there is a treif ingredient, why isn't a bottle bereiv? It's less than 50%. The answer is that's a din of tam ki iker. If you have an ingredient that succeeds in being nois and tam, I can taste it, even though the ingredient is clearly less than 50%. But if it's nois and tam, then it's also. So that's called tam ki iker. If an ingredient is nois and tam, even though it's less than 50%, the din is that the whole thing is treif. So that's also machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes hatanoim. So sugya later on the next parak, in the third parak, whether that din of Tam Kiker is a din deraisa, a din derabbana. Rashi has a quirk of a psak. Rashi paskins based on the Gemara is that Tam Kiker is only derabbana. So we don't accept either Rashi. We don't accept this Rashi. The Rashi holds that like Rabbi Yudah, halachic Rabbi Yudah, that mim mimina balach balach is b'mashu. And we don't accept the other Rashi who holds that Tam Kiker is lav deraisa. We paskin Tam Kiker is deraisa, and we don't paskin like Rashi that mim mimina is b'mashu. Yeah. So that's a shaila. If you don't pass min b'mino is b'mashu. So what if you have a taruvus lach b'lach min b'mino? So shishim doesn't make sense to require shishim. Shishim is in order to remove the nesinas tam. Shishim is only going to be if the thing is nice and tam. But if it's min b'mino, usually it's going to have the same taste. True, we pass on like Rava that to determine whether anything is mimimino, mimishenimino, it goes basa shma. It doesn't go basa taima. It doesn't depend on what it tastes like. It goes basa shma. But usually, most of the time, if it's mimimino, it's going to have the same flavor. Once in a while, it will not. But most of the time, it will have the same flavor. So what if you have a taruvis of lach balach, mim biminoi, and everything tastes the same? So you don't say that it's b'mashahu. So what do you say? So the Pashto says that it should be menatar, it's bottle bereiv. It's only by the Rabbanon that you need shishim by mimim, hino exera otu, mim b'shein amina. By mim b'shein amina, you need shishim menatar, because you say tam kika deraisa, that we pass on like Taisus, not by Rashi. Rashi holds tam kika lav deraisa. So by mim b'mino, ilach balach, you need shishim by the Rabbanon, exera otu, mim b'shein amina. And mimishen amina, if you hold tam kika deraisa, then you need shishim and atayra. That's the pashtus. There's a strange tesvis. There's a difficult tesvis in Baba Metzia, of all places. Perek HaZohav. It doesn't belong in Perek HaZohav. There's a tesvis in Perek HaZohav and an Amid Aleph, where tesvis writes that when you have a tarubis on mim b'mina, you need shishim and atayra. We don't accept Rabbi Yudah's opinion that mim b'mina b'mashu. You don't say b'mashu, but you need shishim in atayra. So Rabbi Kivega writes in the Gul Yanashas, he doesn't understand what in the world are they talking about. Why should you say you need shishim in atayra? Shishim is in order to remove nesinas tam. That only makes sense when you're dealing with tam ki iker, when you have two different flavors, the iser is nice and tam in the heta, but if it's mimimino, it all has the same flavor. So why should you need shishim? Shishim is out of place. So there's a tshuva sarashbo. Rabbi Kevega apparently was not aware. Rabbi Kevega writes in Gilyan Ashas. Apparently he doesn't know what Taisus is talking about. It's against what it says in Yeridah. But so there's a tshuva sarashbo, which appears in the Sefer Minchas Kinoos. Minchas Kinoos is a collection of all of the letters that were written by the Rishonim about the Cheirem and the Mora Nebuchim. They put the Rambam's Mora Nebuchim in Cheirem because the people were reading the Mora Nebuchim and misunderstanding things. So they have a collection of letters, the Rashba and the Rosh, and the Meiri, a whole bunch of Rishonim would correspond about the Cheirem on the Mora Nebuchim. So the Rashba, in the middle of one of the letters, he didn't only write on the Cheirem. It gets boring just to keep on writing about the Cheirem. So he started talking about other topics as well. So one of the topics he wrote about was that Tosfos in Perek HaZohar. He says that Tosfos holds like Rashi Shita. There's such a Rashi in the Sugya in Chulin. Sugya of Zeruah B'Sheila. When you have a Shalmei Nozer, you cook the Zeruah B'Sheila, but the Shalmei Nozer is only at Nechal to Kohanim. And the rest of the Shlamim is Nechal to Yisraelim. And they cook it all together. So the Gemara says, and that's Sugya, the Gemara says, you need Shishim. So Tosfos says, the whole thing is only an Asmachta Midrabbanim. What do you need Shishim? What do you need Shishim? It's all Mim B'Mino. All you need is Raif. It's not Nois and Tam. It's Basim and Basim, all from the same Shalmei Nazir. And Rashi learns now that it's a real Din Deraisa. Rashi Shita is like that. The Mim B'Mino, Lach B'Lach, you need Shishim and Atara. You need Shishim and Atara. It's Achidish. In your day, we don't accept that. We assume that if it has the same taste, Lach B'Lach, Mim B'Mino has the same taste. So Min Atara is Batel B'Rab as long as it's less than 50% because it's not Nois and Tam. Shishim only plays a role when it's nice and calm. Then at the end of this big Tosfos that starts Lamed Amud Aleph, Tosfos comes up with a chiddush that Yayin Nesach is b'mashehu only if it's also b'hano. But b'zman hazeh, it's not, they're not menasach et labarizah, if they'll be menasach et labarizah, it'll be b'mashehu. It wouldn't be bottle at all. It would be osabano. We're talking about stam yainam. Yain that was processed by anochri. So stam yainam is mara. Gemara used to be osabano, and it used to be b'mashehu. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. He doesn't understand what in the world this Tosfos is talking about. Tamuali. Stam yainam osabano. Kin muchach b'kama duchti b'masechus abarizor. It says all the Mishnah is like that. How can Taisa say that Stam Yainam is Mutta Bahano and therefore it's Batal B'Shishim? There is no such thing. Stam Yainam is also Bahano. So the answer is, it says in Yeridah, it's based on Taisa Sin and Avodah Zarah. That's what they don't understand, what Rabbi Kevega got so upset about. Rabbi Kevega thinks with Ka and Nirlefi and the Izdai to the Tosafu with Taisa. Things are misprinted Taisa. How is it a misprint? You learn Taisa Sin Avodah Zarah. This explains what they're talking about here. If you have a Nochri, he's not, basically the prohibition of Stam Yena was introduced because of a chashash of chasnus. It may lead to intermarriage. I may enjoy the wine so much, I want to marry this girl in order to have a lifetime supply of this delicious wine, because the girl's father processes the wine. And even if he's a galach, and the galachim officially are celibate, and they don't have any daughters, so Tosfos says, even, it says in Yeridah, even the Galochim who officially don't have, maybe unofficially they do have daughters that they know about, but officially they don't have any children because they're celibate. So why should Yasser, in the Middle Ages, the Galochim are the ones who used to make the wine. So why should I Yasser this Stam Yainim? The whole Chashash of Chasnas doesn't apply. So the Rishonim say still, it's a Loi Plug Rabbanim. It's a Loi Plug Rabbanim. So Tosfos points out the Gzeira de Rabbanim was initially instituted. The main reason for the Gzeira really was because of Chasnus. And that's the same reason why they prohibited Pasakum and Bishalakum. Also, even though I'm watching my next door neighbor make the bread, I see all the ingredients are kosher, and the pot is kosher, everything is kosher. And the Bishalakum also, I'm watching, everything is kosher ingredients. So nonetheless, they prohibited because of the gzer mishum chasnas. It may lead to intermarriage. I'll enjoy the food so much, I may want to marry his daughter in order to have a lifetime supply, his non-Jewish daughter, in order to have a lifetime supply. If the daughter converts, it's fine. But if the daughter's not converting, so I'm going to marry a goya because the food is so delicious. So the Chachamim prohibited Pasakam and Bishalakam and Stam Yenam. When it comes to Stam Yenam, so Tosis explains, they wouldn't have made a gzera because of Nisuch. Initially, they wouldn't make a gzera because of Nisuch. If the goy would be Menasachit Labarizare, so then he wouldn't give it to a human being, to a bus of Adam to drink the wine. If this is for his Abadizar, if he really believes in the Abadizar. So that's far-fetched. So Tosis said they would never have made a gzera of Yayin Stam Yenam should be also because of a Hashash Nisuch, because that's far-fetched. The goy is going to Menasachit Labarizar, then he's going to feed it to a human being. But once they made the gzera Mishum Chasnus, then they threw in an extra clause that even though Stam Yenim, because of Chasnu, should only be Asa Bishtir, but it should be Mutabano, same as Bishalakum and Pasakum. But since there is a far out chance that maybe he was Menasach, the wine for Abed Zara, so they threw in also that it should be Asa Bahano, like Yayin Esach, and it should be Bemashahu, like Yayin Esach. So what happens if the goy is not baki b'tiv avodah zarah? Has no shaychus with avodah zarah at all. This nochri doesn't have any shaychus. So the only concern you have is mishum chasnus. So then Tosfos says, then it'll be muta b'hanoah because the chashash nisuch doesn't apply, but the chashash of chasnus still applies. So it'll be osa b'shti or muta b'hanoah. And if it's muta b'hanoah, then you can't say that it's going to be b'mashu. When it says in all the Mishnayos and Avodah Zarah that stam yenim is osa b'hanoah, and it's b'mashu, that's when the nochri who is handling the wine, who is processing the wine, is a bokeh b'tiv Avodah Zarah. Years ago, every time they can hurry, any nochri would be menasech yayin l'avodah zarah. So over the years, it changed. So only the galochim do the nisach hayayin, and the balabatim don't do the any nisach like bayos. Only kohanim do nisach hayayin. So avodah, the hamoy nam, the Yisraelim or the levim would be possible if they'll do nisach hayayin. So by the of the avodah zarah, for many years, only the galoch does nisach hayayin, and the balabatim don't. Now they're trying to give more rights to the Obdei Avodah Zarah. So they have even those who go to church, and sometimes women do the Nisach Hayayin. They have to make the women happy. They lasas nachas ruach lanoshim. And they have Balabatama doing Nisach Hayayin. So maybe now he will be Bokeh b'Nisach b'Tiv Avodah Zarah M'shamsheh. But that's what Tosfos says. They quote from the Tshuvas of Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, Bonfi, Rabbi Yosef Bonfi. That's a Goyish family name, Tuvelim, Bonfi. The Balei HaTosfos said that they made it into Hebrew. Tuvelim, a good boy. Tuvelim, yeah. Rabbeinu Yosef Tuvelim copied over a lot of Tshuvas HaGoyim. They quote in different Mesichtas, they quote the Tshuvas that he copied over from the Goyim. So this is quite an important Tosfos. Yeah, Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, Bamim, Amin, and Mashu. Then the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with the whole, he quotes the Girsas HaShiltas, the last line of Tosfos. Chametz b'Pesach, also Rabbeinu Tam, I say, Rabbeinu Tam holds that Chametz b'Pesach is not b'Mashu. Yeah, he thinks that there's something wrong with the Girsas in the Gemara. I forgot the Shiltas, the Rabbi Chai, Nami Yisad, the Rabbi is like Gam B'Chametz b'Nois and Tam. The Shiltas had the Girsas in the Gemara, the Chametz is not b'Mashu. But the Rabbeinu Tam didn't pass like that. So the Achrayim in the Behetiv in the Shari Tshuva and the Orechayim, the Behetiv says that sometimes if you have a big Shas Ataka, Hefzer Meruba, then we mitzarf this Rabbeinu Tam with Tziruf other Tzadim Lahokal to be Mekel. The Chametz B'Pesach is not always B'Mashahu. My father used to be in charge of the Hashgoha on the three cafeterias that the yeshiva had, because my father taught in Stern College and in the yeshiva. So Dr. Belkin asked him to supervise the three cafeterias in Einstein and in Stern College and yeshiva. So once in Einstein, it was late there at Pesach, and they didn't have a chance to wash all the chametz dikah dishes, all the pots and the pans. So they stuffed everything away in the cabinet with all the dirt on it. So the government inspectors came, punked, on Pesach, and they caught them. They put away pots and pans, dirty pots and pans in the cabinet, and they didn't wash them off. So they required of them that they should wash off all of the, take them out of the cabinet and wash off all the pots and pans on Pesach in the dishwasher. They wash in the dishwasher, you make it chametzik, and everything was Pesachdik. And then you can't kasher it, you can't kasher on Pesach because chametz b'Pesach is b'mashahu. So the bli of chametz is going to go into the water. There's nothing preventing it from going back in into the dishwasher. So they had a big, and they were serving Pesachdik of food in the cafeteria in Einstein. So they had a big shasat chak there. So they had, my father had a big mitzarif. There were other tzadim lakal, I forgot what it was, but one of them was this Rabbi Natam. That the Achranim say, if you have a big shasat chak, sometimes we mitzarif the Rabbi Natam with additional tzadim lakal to say, like the girsas of shiltas, the chametz b'pesach is not b'mashahu. What was the machlokes here, Rabbi Shmuel? The Gemara tells a story that it was Asrei de Rav Hab. It was Rav's community. Rav was the Mor de Asrei. So all the Balabatim have to follow Rav. Rav's opinion was, Rav Shmuel both hold like Rav Yudah. The Mim Mimin is B'mashu. But Rav Shmuel had a Machlekes. That's Rav Yudah V'lokach HaKoy Midam HaPar Midam HaSoyer. That he mixes together. The Dama Pan, Ma'arv and the Kronos, he mixed together Dama Pan and Dama So, Yuzorik on the Karnas Mizbach HaKtoris in the Hechel. But there was a Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, whether you should pass on like Rabbi Yudah, like Rabbi Shimon, regarding Chomet She'ova Olav HaPesach. So Rav, this was Asrei de Rav, it was Rav's community. All the Balabatim have to follow more the Asrei, he has a status like Rabbi Muvok, that's the Ikedin, every person should follow the Psalm of Rabbi Mudak, unless he himself is a Chochem Shehigiyah Lohayro, unless he's entitled to express an opinion in Halacha. That's a very serious question. How does a person know that he's Higiyah Lohayro? A lot of people publish the collection of Shadas to Chuvis, and other people read their Chuvis, and we laugh. We think the person thought that he was Higiyah Lohayro. He writes Amaratzis. He writes silly things. We have Sifrei Tshuvas written in the days of the Balei HaTesis that are ridiculous. They had Talmidim Shalashim called Tzarkam. They didn't know how to learn, and they thought they knew how to learn. They thought they were God's gift to the world. And they wrote Sifrei Halach, and they didn't know what they were talking about. So that's a serious question. How did the Chazon Ish know that he was entitled to an opinion? How did Rabbi Moshe Feinstein know that he was entitled to an opinion? Maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about. So that's a serious question. How does a person know that he's Higiyah Lohayro, but in principle, the din if one is a Higiyah Lohayro is entitled to his own opinion, he's permitted to disagree with his Rebbe. But if he's lo Higiyah Lohayro, then he's supposed to follow all the psalchim of his Rebbe Muvik. And if he has more than one Rebbe Muvik, nobody has one Rebbe Muvik. You have a group of 500 Rabbanim Muvik. We follow the Rabbein Tam and the Rambam and the Ramban and the Ri and Rashi, and so many, such a big group. So Ashkenazim and Sfardim, everybody follows a whole group of Rabbonim. So you have to take the consensus, you have to take the Rav of those Rabbonim. So by the Sfardim, the Rav of the 100 Rabbonim, when you put it all together, the Rav will be Sfardish Rabbonim. So that's why the Sfardi Psak will be maintained by them. Ashkenazim, the Rav will be Ashkenazim. There are Achrenim that Ashkenazim follow that the Sfardim never heard of. Then the Achrenim that the Sfardim follow Ashkenazim never heard of. So each group has around 500 Rabbanim of Hakim, and you follow the Rav. So that's the story over here. It was Asrei de Rav, it was Rav's city, and Rav held halacha like Rabbi Yudah over here. The chametz over la Pesach is a din deraisa. So even chametz where you didn't violate by your by Motz. Reb Shimon holds that chametz over la Pesach is only a penalty awesome at the Rabbanon, only if the person violated by your by Motz. And the premise of the Gemara is that there's no balyura by matzah and blias kelim. If I have a chametz dikat pot, you don't have to sell the pot to the goy. In Europe, some of the balabatim had the practice, in America also, some of the people don't know. So they think that they're selling the chametz dikat pots and pans to the goy because they'll be in violation of balyura by matzah and blias kelim. So this Gemara makes it clear. It's obvious from this Gemara that there's no balyura by matzah and blias kelim. So if the din would be like Reb Shimon, the chametz shavah, all about Pesach, is a penalty midrabbanon mishum shenamba because somebody violated by Rabbi Matzeh. So then, if it's only b'lias kelim, there's no by Rabbi Matzeh. So there's no. So there won't be any yisur chometz shaval on Pesach. But if the din would be like Rabbi Yudah, and Rab Paskin's like Rabbi Yudah, the chometz shaval all of our Pesach is an isur deraisa. So when it comes Pesach, all the chometz in the world, including the b'lias in the pot, become usur. And they're not going to become mutter after Pesach. Chomet Shavala Pesach will be an Issa Deraisa. So that was the debate over here. So Rav held halacha like Rav Yudah. The Chomet Shavala Pesach is Deraisa. So you have to kasher. You won't be in violation of Bal Yerubai Matzah. But after Pesach is over, you have to kasher all of the Chomet Zikikin because it just became treif. How do you know that an Issa can be chal on a blia in a pot? So that he derived from the parsha of Mariko Shtifa says in the Chumash in Parshas Tzav, if you cooked or you broiled, whatever, if you cooked or broiled a korban chatas in a pot, the Kohanim have to eat it yom v'layla at chatzos. So let's say today is Monday, so the Kohanim and someone brought a korban chatas this morning, so the Kohanim zichre kuna have to eat in the Azara, have to eat the b'sar chatas today and tonight yom v'layla at chatzos. Chatzos is only mid the rabbana kedela hachikus adam and aver. That's the first mishnah in brachas. Kedela hachikus adam and aver. And so then it says in the chumash after the kohanim finish eating all of the chatos or the osham for that matter. Osham is also kochim kochim. They have to finish eating it yom v'layla at chatzos. So then they have to do Mariko Shtifa. What do you mean Mariko Shtifa? They have to do Hagola. Hagola with burning hot water. Roischem, Mala Babuas. Roischem means 212. Mala Babuas, it's bubbling hot water. So why is it called Mariko Shtifa? So normally when you do Hagola, all you need is burning hot water and finish. You did the Hagola, the tray for blia goes into the water. But if you do by Korbanos, it's a special din. You need Mariko Shtifa. After doing the Hagola and the burning hot water, then you have to do Shtifa Bitsoinim. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. Which one is Beriko? Morak v'shuta b'mayim. Which one is b'tzayin and which one is b'chamin? How do you read the psukim? We have a minig. Tosfos on the last daf on Avodah Zarah mentions this, and it's quoted in the other day. We have a minig that right after you do the hagola, you rinse off the kli with cold water. What in the world is that based on? So Tosfos doesn't know. So on the last daf on Avodah Zarah, the last amud aleph, Avodah Zarah ends on an amud base. On the last amud aleph, and Maseches Avodah Zarah, Tosfos is guessing. So they say it's probably to make a zecher the Mariko Shtifa. The Beis Hamikdash, the second Beis Hamikdash, was destroyed almost 2,000 years ago in the year 70. So we would have forgotten all about that mitzvah. We learned Parshas HaShavua, and we learned Gemara Zvachim, the Daf Yomi people. Okay, learn Zvachim. Daf Yomi was just instituted by Rav Meir Shapira in the 1900s, so less than 100 years ago. So people were not learning Zvachim. Zvachim is a meis mitzvah, mesichta. No one ever learned it. So the whole din of Mariko Shtifa will be forgotten. So that Balei HaTosfos say, they're guessing. They say maybe that's why the minig developed that you rinse off immediately following the Hagola, you rinse off the kli that just became kosher with cold water to make a zecher for the mitzvah Mariko Shtifa shouldn't be forgotten. Some Achrayim write that's not the reason why. Tosfos says like this. Some Achrayim write, maybe the din is that if you don't rinse it off with cold water afterwards, the Hagola doesn't work. Baba Mai says, it's not true. What those Achrayim said is not true. It's only a Zechel and Mariko Shtifa. That's the whole story. So that's a big question. When do you do the Mariko Shtifa? Why do you have to do Mariko Shtifa on the pot in which you cook the korban chatos? Because through the Kohanim will finish eating all the chatos yom v'laylo at chatzais, but there's going to be a blia of the chatos in the doifen hakli. Then when it comes alos hashachar tomorrow morning, someone brought a chatos today. Chatos on Hashem today. It says nechel yom v'laylo. When it comes alos hashachar tomorrow morning, the blia in the pot will become treif. So you see from the Chumash that there's such a thing. And he said, Kemichal, even though the pot is washed off on the outside, there's no beer in there, but there's a blia of Besar Chatas and Besar Oshem in the pot. So the blia, Kemichal, and Iser, Noiser, Kemichal, and the blia. And now you won't be allowed to cook another korban in the same pot. So you have to do Marika Shtifa, you have to kasha the pot. When exactly do you kasha the pot? So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raidin, it's 2 days in Tosfos and Zvochim, and Perek Dam Chatas. They do the Marika Shtifa immediately following the Achila when the Kohanim finish eating before Chatzos. You do the Marika Shtifa before Chatzos, before it becomes nicer, or these, that's how the Raidin writes, the Rambam. The Rambam writes, you do Marika Shtifa, Ekev Achila. What does it mean, Ekev? So the Ravid writes, he's not sure what the Rama means when he writes Ekev Achila. Pashto says, V'hoya Ekev Tishmunes HaMishpatim O'Ela, means immediately you'll get schar immediately after doing the mitzvahs. That's how the Rama must have understood, that's what Rav Salish said. The Rama must have understood the Pasuk of Chumash. V'hoya Ekev Tishmunes HaMitzvahs HaMishpatim O'Ela, Shmatam Asisem O'Isam, and then HaKadosh Baruch will give us schar. There's schar v'yoynesh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar immediately upon doing the mitzvahs. That's how the Rambam read. So the Rambam learns that you have to do the Marika Shtifa immediately following the time that the Kohen is finished eating the Chatas and the Osham. You shouldn't wait till Chatzos. You shouldn't wait till Yisr Noiser Rizchal. Shouldn't wait till Alos HaShach. Shouldn't wait till Chatzos. They should kasha the Kli before it becomes treif. And the Ravid disagrees. What do you mean? What are you kashering a pot for? You wait till it becomes treif, then you kasher it. The whole purpose of Marika Shtifa is to kasher, so it only makes sense. First, you wait till the blia becomes nicer. You're not in violation of Lasusim and Abaka because there's no bien that you can eat. You ate everything there is, the Kohanim ate everything there is to eat from the Chatas and the Oshem. So there's nothing more for the Kohanim to eat. But the Ravid holds you have to wait till it Kli becomes treif with an Isa Noiser, Chal and Abliya, and then you do the Hagolah. The Tosus has a two-line Tosus. Tosus has the suffix. This Machlokes, Rama Meraidit, is two Tzdodim and Tosus. They're not sure whether you do the Marika Shtifa immediately following Ekev Achila after the Kohen finish eating the Chatas and the Oshim before it becomes Nipsa Belina, before it becomes Noiser, or you wait till after it became Noiser. Yeah. We in Yeridaya, we assume, wait a minute, we assume, who's paskening on this Shaila? We assume that the correct pshat is like the Rambam, that you do the Hagolah before it becomes also. Why? Because we have two differences between Hetera Bola, we have three differences between Hetera Bola and Isura Bola. So one difference is, based on the stira between the Psukim and Parshas Tzav, it says if you have a korban chatas and you cooked it or you broiled it in a kli, you should do hakolah. It never says a word about libun, even if you broiled the korban chatas and the korban asham. Normally, they used to eat it sleep, usually because the kohanim are supposed to eat the korbanos, is supposed to eat even zralach hayayim hakeva, which is not korbanos, that's chulin. The kohanim are supposed to eat the matnas kuna. Lemoshcha, and the Gemara says lemoshcha means legdula keder sham lochem ochlim, that they should broil it and it'll even be tastier. So even if they broil it, the pasuk says that all you have to do is do hagola. If whenever you broil treifus, so then you have to have libun. Whenever you cook treifus in a pot with roitev, then you need hagola kibola kach polto. But whenever it was nivla ayidei ha'esh, then you have to have libun ayidei ha'esh to get it out. So the Gemara asked that stira, and the last Omer Aleph of Maseches Avodah, the Gemara asked, how come in Parshas Tzav, by Mariko Shtifa, by the pot in which she cooked the Chatos or the Osham, it never mentions Liban, it only mentions Amarech Veshuta Bamaim, just to Hagola Bechamin, and then you rinse off the Kli, B'tzayna. It never says that sometimes you need Liban. And then, in the end of Chumash, Bamidbor, when you have Melchemes Midyon, and the Jews were victorious in battle, and they took all the treif of pots and pans of the goyim. So then the Torah says they have the kasha them. So it says, "Kokli asher yava b'mayim tavir b'mayim v'toher," or "Kol asher yava b'esh tavir b'esh v'toher." If it was balea treifus al yidei ha'esh, then you need libun. So balea treifus al yidei mashkim al yidei roitev, then hagola is enough. So how come here in Parshas Tzav it just says marakushuta b'mayim? So that's a stir in the Chumash. The Gemara asks that kash. How come in Parshas Tzav it doesn't say a word about Liban, only Hagola? And at the end of Parshas, the end of Chumash Bamidbar, in Parshas Matas Masay. Well, I think it's a Masay. So there it says, it depends. Sometimes you need leap and sometimes Agola. So the Gemara answers, in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, when you're talking about Melchemes Midyan, so the Midyanim used the taka for Chazer, for Nedvelis and Trefis, absolutely Isura Bola. So Isura Bola, then you need Libun. If they used it to broil in it, there was no Reitiv, so then you're going to need Libun. But in Parsha Sav, you're talking about Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. So since it was Hetera Bola, so you never need Libun, Hagola is always good enough. What's the Bir Hadova? How come Hagola is enough? So then Shulchan Aruch, they quote the commentaries, quote the Mechaber doesn't quote. But the Shach and the Taz both quote the Ran on Perek HaLabosa, who gives the explanation. So the Ran says there is another difference between Hetera Bola and Isur Bola. That's discussed in the bottom Taisvis on Laman Amid Aleph. Dilma Asim Lemech Labikutach. So the bottom Taisis quotes the topic of not by not. What's the din of not by not? So roughly speaking, we'll have to get to the details. Roughly speaking, we'll get to the details. Okay, let's say I have dogim she'olu b'kaira. That's the Lashon Gemara. I just fried fish in a parve frying pan, and the fish is burning hot. I take the fish and I put it on a fleshed plate. There's no schmaltz on the plate. There's no bien. There's no bien of schmaltz on the plate, but there's a blia of fleshiks in the plate. The plate has a blia of fleshiks. I used it there earlier today for fleshiks. So the Gemara says the blia, since the fish is burning hot, even though the plate is cold, the fleshik blia will go out from the pot into the burning hot fish. But that'll be a noisen tam by noisen tam, and it's still no problem. It's still the blia of the flesh didn't bump into any milk or any butter or anything. So then the Gemara says, dogm sha'olu b'kaira, the fish that were burning hot that I put on a cold plate, the kaira is cold and the fish are burning hot. So also, mutal le'ochlam b'kutach, they don't become fleshik, and you're permitted to eat the fish with butter or with milk. Why? Because not banat de hetera. Not banat de hetera is muta. Not banat de isura is asa. Let's say I have a trefa plate, and I have a burning hot piece of fish that I cooked, fried on the fire. And I take the burning hot piece of fish, and I put it on the fleshik plate, and the fleshik plate has a blia of trefa fleshiks. So then, even though it's a not by not, a nosen tam by nosen tam, the chazer was nivla from the piece of nevela, from the piece of chazer into the plate, and then it went from the plate into the fish. Then if we go from the fish into water, from the water into another thing, that's not by not the isura is us, only not by not the hetera is muta. Why is it different? So the Ranik puts together the din, not by not the hetera is mutter, and not banati surizos, he puts it together with this din. That sometimes tray for pots and pans need libun, but if it's a terabala, then you'll never need libun. All you ever need will be hagola. Why? So the Ran develops the following idea that's quoted in the Aradea, that if you do hagola on a pot that really needed libun, there will be a little blia left behind. But the maximum is going to be a tam kolosh. Most of the blia will have gone out already. Even if he just did hagola and the kli really needs libun, if you do hagola and a kli that needs libun, ruba the ruba of the blia will go out. The tam that will remain behind will merely be a tam kolosh, a very shvacha tam. So that's what the Ran explains. The two cases where there's tam kolosh. One is if you do hagola where you should have done libun. All you have left is a tam kolosh of the iser, but a tam kolosh is enough to be osir. So that's what the Gemara says. If it's a terabola, if lechatchila everything was kosher. Let's say I broiled the korban chatas for the kohanim. I broiled it in this broiler. So it doesn't become nicer until the morning. When it comes alos hashachar, the next morning, then officially it becomes nicer. It doesn't become nicer today. So after the Kohanim finish eating everything, they better do Hagola, because if they're going to wait till tomorrow morning, till it becomes Noisa tomorrow morning, then they'll have to do Libun. But Kolzman, that it didn't become Noisa yet, it's yet before Alos HaShachar, then we say, if you'll do Hagola instead of doing Libun, so the flavor that will remain behind in the Kelim and the Defna Kli will only be a Tam Kodesh, it won't be a Tam Bari, won't be a Gesunte Tam, it'll only be a Tam Kodesh, and the Isa can't be Chalan and Tam Kodesh. So that's how the Ran explains also the other din of not banat de hetera as opposed to not banat de yisura. If I have a trefa plate and I have a piece of kosher fish that's burning hot, I put the fish on top of the trefa plate. So that's a not banat de yisura. There was originally a trefa piece of meat, a trefa piece of fish or something that was nivla into the plate, and now I put dogim sha'olu bikaira. Now I put kosher fish into this burning hot plate. So blia will go from the plate into the fish, but that'll only be if it's not banat, nice and tam, then it's only going to be a tam kolish. So tam kolish is enough to retain an iser. If it already had an iser before, tam kolish is enough. I will say tam kikar and a tam kolish. But if it doesn't have an iser yet, then Tam Kolish is not enough, that the Anisa can't be Chal on a Tam Kolish. So that only explains the two dinim. There's a third din also that depends on Tera Bola versus Isura Bola. But that's a different din. That's the Yerushalmi says that if you have Chometz Dika Kelim from all year long, that were balei achametz because of kodesh kemevushal. Let's say a lot of times you have the kiddush cup, so people will leave crumbs, chametz dika crumbs in the kiddush cup, and they'll leave a little water in it. So it'll be kodesh for 24 hours. The three shitas, when do you apply the rule of kodesh kemevushal? One shita is it has to be soaking for 72 hours. The middle shita is 24 hours. That's a vipaska. Kovish may ace legs. It was kovish for 24 hours. Then we assume there's going to be a blia. And then the third sheet is that if it's kovish for 12 hours, because the Gemara's lashon is, if you soak milk in meat, kula yoima, all day long, it won't be osam in Torah. That kovish kemevushal by basa b'cholav is only the Rabbanon. Because derech bishal osa term in Torah, basa b'cholav is only osam, but derech bishal. If it's only maliach kereseach hakavish kemevushal, then it's only bas mecholav derabbanan. Yeah, so we usually have the rule kibolakach polto. How do we determine which form of kashering is needed to make the trefa kelim kosher? So whatever was balea ayudei eish, then you need libun. Whatever was balea be'emtzos hamayim, there was soup there, then all you need is Hagola. And if something was Balea Bitsainen, Aide Kabush, then you could be Kibolakach Polta, then you can do Milu Vihira Gimel Yam. You fill up a pot full of water and you put, it even works on Klicheris. Hatar Hid al Klicheris and Yetzmi De Dofi al Yoilam. A Klicheris Hagola doesn't help, but Liban does help. So Huadenami, let's say you have barrels. In the days of the Gemara, it was a common practice to make barrels, wine barrels, out of cheres material. So let's say I have a tray for wine barrel. Why is it tray? Because the guy stored the wine that he processed. So stam yainim is also b'shtia. So the Gemara, so the Babli says, if you do mi livir v'gim yamim on stam yainim, then we're mekel, and we say that's enough. That's enough of a kashering. So where else do you have mili viri gimli yam? So the Yerushalmi has, and we accept the Yerushalmi. There's no Bavli Faker. So we accept the Yerushalmi. Then if you have a kli was balea chometz, kovish kemevushal, it was soaking. The chometz was soaking in the kli for over 24 hours. So if it's Kavishka Mevushal, then Mila V'Yira helps. So does Mila V'Yira help on any Trefa Kli? So the din only works if it's a Bliya B'tzainen. But if it's a Bliya B'chamen, it doesn't work. And then the Shach says it doesn't work if it's really Yisura Bola. Shach says it only works by Hetera Bola. Let's say this truck transported milk from one location to the other, and it had the milk sitting in the big container of the truck for over 24 hours like that. So then I say kovishka mevushal, and then you can kasher out the, since it's a terabola, it's just the milk, it's not treif, it was a terabola, and now I want to put some fleishiks or some parva stuff there. So if the whole bliya that it had was a bliya b'tzainen, even if it's a klicheris, a mila v'yira gimel yamin will help. Yeah. So the Shach writes in Yeridah that kula, that mila v'yira gimel yam helps, only works by hetera bala and by chometz kodem ha-pesa, because at least for this purpose, we consider it hetera bala. Yeah, in Shulchan Aruch, there's a stira. Yeah, the top Tosfos on Laman Amid Beis, the Bamascha the Hilchos stuff. So the Tosfos poses a kasha that in our Gemara it says if you want a kasha the frying pans for Pesach, all you need is either the Beroischem, all you need is burning hot water to do Hagola. So how come there is a Tosefta where it says Beferish that you need Libun on knives? Why do you need Liban on a knife? It means if it's the nature of the knife is such that sometimes you use it as a spit to hold the fleshig animal, agabi hoesh. So that if the belief is, if let's say I take trefus and I put it on a plate, I put it on the table, and then I cut with a knife and a fork. So the trefus is not agabi hoesh. If it's not agabi hoesh, even though it's burning hot, you'll have to kasha the knife, that the fork and the knife that were holding it down, but you can't require a libun. You only require libun when the bliya is hagabi hoesh. Let's say there's a chamber where there's heat, and then the heat is blown from this chamber to a different location, and then it cooks up trefa food, and the trefa food is touching the walls of the container. So then Hagola would be enough. You only need Libun when it's Agabi Hoesh, when it's burning hot. If the food is not Agabi Hoesh, the Eish is in a different chamber, and then the heat is blown from that chamber to over here. So then if it's not Agabi Hoesh, then you don't need Libun. Hagola would be enough. Nochmal, so three different ways to kasha. Sometimes hagola, sometimes libun, and sometimes mila v'yira gimel. So mila v'yira is only if it has a bliya b'tzainen, and then the shach says also only if it's a terabola. So chametz kodem ha-pesach is the Yerushalmi that mila v'yira gimel yamim helps, because the Yerushalmi is working with the assumption like Tosfos that chametz kodem ha-pesach is a terabola, or even if you hold like the Ramban that it's a yisure bola kashmayola all year long, but still. With respect to Mila V'Yira, we treat it as if it were, as if it would have been Hetera Bala. And then the other two differences between Hetera Bala and Sura Bala, that the Ran put together, that is one and the same. If you do Hagola on a Kli that really needed Libun, so all that's going to be left, the Hagola will remove most of the Bliya. So all that will be remaining behind will be Tam Kolush. So Anisa can't be chala on a tam kolosh. So that's why if it's a terabola, if it's a terabola, and then you did hagola, so then we assume that the isur is not chal. Yeah. So that's important, the three differences between Hetera Bala and Bala. There's a stira in Shulchan Aruch regarding Chametz Kodem HaPesach. It's a double machlokes between the Ramban and the Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan in the top tesis on Laman and Beis is of the opinion that Chametz Kodem HaPesach is Hetera Bala, and the Ramban disagrees. So he says, what do you mean? By Basar B'cholov, if you only have Basar, it's not yet Basar B'cholov. That's Hetera Bala. Or let's say if you have, I cooked a chatos in a pot. Achatas is hetera bola. when I have lina, when it comes alos hashachar, then it becomes also. But if I do the hagola before alos hashachar, it's still hetera bala. But chametz shmoy olav, chametz is chametz all year long. It has a shame chametz. Just that chametz bepesach is also chametz karmat pesach is mutter. The whole klal that an isa can't be chal on a tam kolush, that's only if the shem isa wasn't there yet. But if the shem isa was there already, it's called chametz all year long. Not the same as basa b'cholav. Because man, you don't have the basa and the cholav together, you don't have an isa at all. So Nachum also, the three differences between hetera bala and isa rabala. So one of them for sure applies to chametz kedem pesach. Namely, that milav yiri gimel yamim helps. Okay. And the other two is a machloikis. The other two, what about not by not kedem at Pesach? That's the balabasta says. Let's say they cooked apple sauce for Pesach and a regular chametz dika pot. There was no chametz b'yam, but there was a belia of chametz in the pot. And they cooked the apple sauce for Pesach, so they were careful not to have any chametz around. So that's the question. If you hold that not by not, applies to chametz but Pesach, so there's a chametz dika belia in the pot. The bliya is going to go into the applesauce, and that's going to be the tam sheni already, because the chametz de gabliya first went into the pot, and then you washed out the pot, then it goes from the pot into the applesauce, and this is all kodem pesach. So that applesauce is a nat barnat. It's a nat barnat al yidei bishul. So that's what the Rivon was the son-in-law of Rashi. He was one of Rashi's sons-in-law. In fact, the Pirush Rashi ends in the middle of Makkas, says Kameis Rashi, and then they have the Rivon. So the end of the Masechta Rivon was Rashi's son-in-law. So the Rivon claims that Tesis and Chulin quotes, and I'm Daf Kuf Yad Aleph on the base, that Tesis and Chulin quotes the Rivon who claims that he heard from his father-in-law, from Rashi, that Dogam she'olu b'kaira is not banat, is because it's only olu b'kaira. The fish are burning hot, but the kaira is cold. But what about dogam she'nizbashlu b'kaira? If both are burning hot, the food and the chametz dekekli, so if they're both burning hot, then it's dogam she'nizbashlu b'kaira, then you're machmer on not banat. Yeah, Taisus says that two girsas, two opinions in the Gemara and Chulin. What about not by not, by a dove chorif? So one opinion is, if I cooked, a dove chorif has a blia, even b'tzainen. A dove chorif, let's say you have an onion. So we assume that an onion is considered a dove chorif. So let's say I'll cut an onion with a fleshing knife. So you're not supposed to use that onion with milchiks. Why? Because not only not by not they bishol awe machmer, just says dogma she'olu b'kaira. Olu b'kaira means the dogma are burning hot and the kaira is cold. What if the dogma she'nizbashlu b'kaira? What if the fish were cooked in the kaira? So then whenever you have bishol, there's a much stronger blia. So then you don't, that's the Rivon B'Shem Rashi, that you don't say not by not, the Hetera is Lahokal. So Rashi has two opinions, whether you would say the same if you have a Dovah Chorif and you cut with a knife or with a fork, Duch Kiri Sakina. When you have a Dovah Chorif and you use a Duch Kiri Sakina, then we assume that there's a Bliya even with Zainin. So do you say that the Bliya is so strong that even not by not, but even asa. I'm cutting an onion now. And I'm cutting the onion with a fleshig knife. But the fleshig is washed off in the knife. So there's only a blia of fleshig in the knife. So you say, since you're cutting an onion, it's a dava charif with a duke, a sakin, a knife or a fork. So that has even a stronger blia than normally. It has like a dogm shen is bashla b'kairim. That's 2 days in Rashi. Also 2 days in Rashi is that even if the fleshig knife hasn't been used for fleshigs in the last 24 hours, usually we assume if you have a treifa kli that hasn't been used for treifas in the last 24 hours, it's a kli she'ena binyomo. So the bli and the treifa bli and the kli is going to be nice and tam levgam, and it doesn't asa b'diavad. So that's two days in Rashi. What if you have a dogim shen is bashlu b'kedere she'ena ben yomo? I cooked the fish in a fleshig pot that was ena ben yomo. So do you say that? Since let's say I'm cutting an onion with a fleshig knife that hasn't been used for fleshigs in the last 24 hours. So do you say that because you're cutting an onion is a davar charav, so there's a stronger blia? So even though the fleshig blia in the knife is ene ben yomo, it's usually a nosen tam l'gam, but now it's going to make a nosen tam l'shvach, even after 24 hours, and that's also 2 days. So that's the shaila, let's say. Let's say you have a fleshig knife that hasn't been used in the last 24 hours for fleshigs, and there's no fleshigs on the surface either. So there's a machlokes in Rashi. Rashi quotes two opinions, whether Eina ben Yoma also asks by Dovah Charif, and there's a machlokes whether the din of Nat Banat applies to a Dovah Charif. So there are really two tzadim lahokel, let's say, if I cut the onion with the milchig knife, I cut the onion with the milchig knife that wasn't used for milchigs in the last 24 hours. So there's one tzad to say that it's ene ben yom, it's nice and tam levgam. There's another tzad to say that it's not by not the hetera. It should be muta. So even though we're machmer on each one individually, some acharonim write that it does make sense to be machmer on both. That's too far. Each one, each step of the way is a chumra. So you're not mechuyev to machna twice as much. All right, that's a big discussion, whether that's correct or not. Yeah, these are important dinim, yeah. We're machma like Rashi, lachatil, like this Rivon b'shem Rashi, we're machma that only dogm sha'olu b'kaira, if the fish are hot and the kaira is cold, or the fish are cold and the kaira is hot. But dogm shen is bashla big deira, then we say that there's no kula of not by not. Not by not hayde bishul is also lechatchila. So the shad is, what about b'dievet? What would you say b'dievet? So in Shulchan Aruch we're mekel b'dievet, because all the Balei HaTosfos disagreed with this Rivon b'shem Rashi. They thought that it wasn't correct, that you should be machmer by not by not the hetera hayde bishul. Anyways, in Hilchas Pesach, it's a stira. Mechaber paskens that some chametzdik, let's say I have baking tins that I bake chametzdik chalas on, or I bake cakes and cookies. It has a direct belia, ayideha esh, of chametz on it. So would you say, like the Rabbi Natam, that all you need is hagola, because a terrible chametz kadam pesach is a terrible? So that says beferish and Shulchan Aruch, no. That all those baking tins you need libum. And nonetheless, the Mechaber in the same siman, Shulchan Aruch writes that if you have, if you cook the applesauce in a chametz dikah pot, so I say it's a not by not. The Mechaber holds even not by not, like the bishul is mutter. He doesn't hold from this chomer of Rashi. There are more quotes to Rashi. Mechaber doesn't hold from the Rashi. So the Mechaber writes that if you have a not by not, of chametz kadim at Pesach, then we make all on that. So that's a stira. And as far as so the taz is, that's stira. Taz and the beer agro. If the mechaber is make all by not, because the old chametz kadim at Pesach is a terabola, so then he should never have required the libun, the kasha, the chametz, the kikem. Should always be enough with hagolim. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. I don't know why I'm falling asleep. Okay, we will stop here. Let's see, tomorrow is a regular day. We have to do Lashino Achar HaPesach. That's an important thesis. Laman Amir Aleph. That's an important thesis. That's quoted Lahaloch and Yerideya. They quote the Chuvas HaRashbo. Then on Amir Deis, the thesis HaTorah HaYidah. The machlokes between Tosfos and the Ra'o, and the Berak Habayis on the Rashba's Toras Habayis. Why does Hasdara Likib Shainas help on Klei Cheres? What happened? Hatara Heido, Sheni Yotzim Midei Daf Yaliyom. Okay, so we'll learn up until the Mishnah on Laman on the base, and then we'll skip to Chazara. We'll skip to Laman Heman Aleph. Okay.
So, Rabbi, you mentioned before the Rashi and Chulin Bezro B'Sheila that Min B'Mino requires Shisha Midereisa.
Yes.
Does that contradict the Rashi, but that Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, the Min B'Mino Lobata? They're talking about two different things?
That Gemara is the Loike Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says, we don't Paskin like that Gemara. But Rashi learns in that Gemara that you need, even when Min B'Mino Lach B'Lach is Batal, like the Rabbanon, that Gemara goes like the Rabbanon, but you need Shishim. Yeah. You need Shishim in our Torah. Rashi will not pass on like the whole thing. Rashi holds that that Mimin is B'mashu. That is correct. Yeah. That is correct. Yeah.
And Rabbi, there's also another Shaila. Is it okay if someone missed Parsha Zachar to listen to a recording of the leaning of Zachar?
To listen to a recording? I don't think so. We need Shamea Kaina. You have to have a live person reading it. Either take your own Sefer Torah, read it. More correct is Shishalenet Basara, because in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Trumas Hadesh and Hazarai from a Russian Brachas that Parsha Zachar needs a minion. So if you can put together 10 people and take out a Sefer Torah and learn Parsha Zachar, if you're learning on Shabbos Parsha Zachar, you say a Bracha. If you're learning on a different day, so you don't say a Bracha. So you learn Parsha Zachar. The bracha is not miyakesh. Preferably, you should learn Parsha Zachar right before Purim. So if you can put together a minya, if you can't get a minya, you can't. So you learn from a Sefer Torah without. Or you can have someone else learn for you, but you can't listen to a recording. It has to be Shamei Kohen. You have to have a live person learning now, and I'm listening. Then you say Shamei Kohen is considered as if I learned from, just like Mikra Megillah is based on Shamei Kohen. So listening to Parsha Zachar is also based on Shamei Kohen.
Could one be able to rely on Vayavo Amalek on Purim Day?
Magen Avraham says that you can, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes some Acharonim who disagree, because we have to remember Zachar. Timcha Ezech Amalek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs us we should wipe out Amalek. And Vayav Amalek says, Imacha Emcha, I will wipe out Amalek. So the Samach Renim disagree with the Magen Avraham. They say, you're not Yotzi by laning the Parsha Vayav Amalek, because it doesn't say the Tzibitas, that we should remember that we have to wage war against Amalek. So that's the Magen Avraham says, you are Yotzi with the Kriyam Purim, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes those who disagree with the Magen Avraham.
Rebbe?
Yes.
With regard to the Machlokas Abai and Rava with the Marika and Shtifa for the Chatas, how can we be sure that it's an issue of a Terabala? Because if it is an issue of a Terabala, then we should say that it's even Hagala wouldn't be enough, because it's still an Isser for Yisrael. Even if it's a heter for the Kohanim to eat the chatas before it's nosar, it's still usher for Yisrael to eat the chatas. So if we say Hagala is enough, then that can't be because of heterabala. Otherwise, it would need libun, because the Yisrael wouldn't be able to consume.
I would assume that pot that you're going to do Hagala instead of libun, you can only use it to broil chatas or oshim. He can't use it to cook a shlamim that Esau is going to eat, because a shlamim is going to be Yisurabala. You're right. So it can only have to be miyachadit for Kohanim, only to cook chatas and oshim in it. Yeah, I think that is correct.
Rabbi?
Yes.
I just have two quick questions. Regarding Shuas, carbon. Where, I told Reuven and Shimon to testify on my behalf regarding Dinei Mamonos, and then their kofar, and then Vahodah. Does it make a difference where the Kthira and the Hodah take place? In other words, does both have to occur in Basin? or could both of them occur outside of Beis Din? Does it have to be one or the other?
The Mishnayos talk about that in Perek Shavuos Eidos. That's the name of the Perek in Shavuos, yeah. If the Eidim say in front of Beis Din Shavuos, she'ein on the Yodim locha Eidos, then they can't reverse their statement because Kim Sheiget Shimon Achayzer Magid. But that's only if they said that Bifnei Beis Din. But if they said Shalom Bifnei Beis Din, so there's no Kim Sheiget Shimon Achayzer Magid. So they weren't mafsid him anything. So now that they say the truth of the matter is that we do know testimony, so come and testify. And they said there won't be any hepsid moment. The only time there's a hepsid moment is if they swore falsely in the presence of Beis Din that ain't on a yodim l'chaydus, then now they're unable to back out from the story because that's the din. So that's what the Mishnah says. The only time the eidim achab shuas eidus is if they were kaifer bifnei Beis Din. Yeah.
And I'd be also just to clarify that the, I guess, 2 points regarding this topic is that as long as the eidim hear about the case, they're mechuyev to go and testify. Correct? It's not that the Baal Hadin, I suppose, goes over to them physically and requests them. Do the witnesses have a chiyuv to go testify, even if they just hear it in the newspaper?
They have a chiyuv on their own, but the only time they bring this Chatas Olav Yored for Shvos Eidus is if he was to wear them. Im Lo Yagid is a kriyuksiv. It says Im Lo Yagid is spelled the Kriyaksiv. Im Lo Yagid should be spelled with an Aleph, Lamed Aleph. But I think the Ksiv is Lamed Vav. Im Lo Yagid. So Gemara Darshan is both the Kri and the Ksiv, I think. Im Lo Yagid, if they'll deny to the Baldin himself. The Baldin was to wear them Bo Beheiduni. And then he swears falsely, Shvosh and any Adel Lachaedus. So then you have the din of Shavuos Eidos. But if there was no Tvias Baal Din, they just volunteered on their own to say that we can't help you, we can't testify. But the fellow was never to bear them. Then the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk that there's no din of Shavuos Eidos. You have to have Dafke Tvias Baal Din.
And Rabbi, just the last thing to clarify is that they only have a chiyuv regarding Didei Mamonos when it comes to this kfir of the Hodah. That's the only type of litigation where they're going to be chayav the Karbon Olav Yored if they're kofer, by Didei Mamonos?
Only Didei Mamonos, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi.
Let's say he tells the Edom, I want you to testify that I made a siyum on the Gemara Megillah yesterday. And then they say Shavuos and any Odim L'chaedus, but it's not about Dini Mamonos. So the whole Din of Shavuos Eidos doesn't apply.
But the same thing would apply to, let's say, you know, Arayos, where if they testify and then they kofer v'hoda, they wouldn't bring a carbon, Shavuos Eidos.
Right, Shavuos Eidos only on a hepsed mum, right. Because of their refusing to testify, someone's losing money.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Very good. Okay. Amen.
Rabbi. Sure. A few quick questions. One is, Rebbe had said it would be possible to visit him on Purim. When would the best time be? I was hoping to make it for the night program, but unfortunately it doesn't look like I will have a way back to the five towns afterwards. So if I were to come on Purim day itself,
yeah,
when would the best time be?
Probably in the morning sometime. I'll be learning at the Beis Medrash a little bit. I think they want all the guys to learn till 10:30 or something. Maybe I'll learn a base medrash till 10:30, then I'll come home. I'll probably have the Suda then at 11.
Okay. I'll do my best then to come at a time that's convenient for Rebbe.
Okay, I'll be home. Okay.
Second question is one for a friend of mine in Israel. He wanted to know what Rebbe's opinion is regarding Philips Norelco shavers, non-lift and cut shavers. Are they mutter, usser, and why?
I stopped shaving a few years ago, so I haven't been in touch at all with the shaving industry. I haven't followed, so I don't know.
Generally speaking, though, regarding shavers, though, does Rebbe hold that one can use a shaver?
Yeah, I used to use a shaver myself, yeah.
Okay. And then finally, something relating to...
But when Rav Moshe Feinstein was already getting old, so his son, Rav David Feinstein, the one who just passed away, let it be known that he, according to his understanding of his father's opinion, some of the new shavas are rasa. He announced this when Rav Moshe was already an older person, and he wasn't, Rav Moshe wasn't 100% healthy at that time. So he was the one who brought the whole issue to the forefront, that some of the shavas he thought were not permissible. So I didn't follow that.
Rebbe doesn't remember offhand what he said was a characteristic of a non-permissible shaver.
I think he said they have this they told me there are two websites where they have a whole story about this. I don't know. Rabbi Jack Durge from New Jersey just wrote a whole, he and his son just put out wrote the whole kuntris on the shavers. I think they investigated some of them that were questionable, and they thought that it's a scissors action. Whenever it's a scissors action, then Rav Salvation and Moshe both thought that it was permissible. If it's a razor action, then it's also, if it's a scissors action, then it's mutta.
Interesting. And one final question, perhaps, relating to something that Rebbe did yesterday. I unfortunately had to leave a little bit early yesterday from Shir. I'm told that Rebbe was discussing what his own personal psak is regarding abortion in halacha. And given the fact that that there's a prominent person on Twitter, social media sites, who has been declaring that abortion is mutter in Judaism based on citations ranging from the Levush Mordechai, I believe, and all the Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Lichtenstein in tradition from a few years ago. So what is Rebbe's personal shita then on this issue?
No, the Stechemet quote, Stechemet is an encyclopedia that was written 100 years ago by Asfardi. So he quotes three different opinions, whether abortions are mutter, or osam ed rabbanon, or osam ed atar. So the pashtus in the Gemara, that it's osam ed atar. That's the pashtus. But the only question is, how serious is the issue? Is it ritzicha? But if you kill an uba, you're not chayiv misa. So is it an issa ritzicha, but there's no chayiv misa? Maybe I should say it's an issa chavola. Maybe it's not. It's an issa. Ritzicha is only once the vlad is born. Because we kill an uba, there's no kam levi derabmine. It's only kam levi derabmine in masen yeh, if the woman loses her life. Then when it's atan nefesh tachas nefesh, then you don't pay the mevelodis. But because the uba itself lost his life, there's no einish misa. So does that mean, despite the fact that there's an Issa Ritzicha, there's no Einish Misa? Or means that there's no Issa Ritzicha, it's just an Issa Chavola? So the afkamina will be, whenever it's medically recommended, then there won't be an Issa Chavola on the woman. She wants to have an abortion because they can't afford to have another baby. Or she doesn't want to bother to raise any more children. So that's not medically recommended. But whenever it's medically recommended, the woman's going to be sick. It's her health. So if it's medically recommended, then there won't be an issa. So that's a shan. So Rav Soloveitchik thought the first 40 days before there's a tzuris avlad, for sure it's not an issa ritzicha. Rav Moshe disagreed. He thought that even within the first 40 days, it's an issa ritzicha, and the only hetter would be when you can declare that the uber, it's korav levadai, that the uber is putting the mother's life b'sakonim. So the uber is a roidiv. But Rav Soloveitchik thought that the first 40 days for sure, it's not an Issa Ritzicha, it's only an Issa Chavola. Then the Tzitz Eliezer is quoting from the Torah's Chesed. Torah's Chesed was a major Pesach in the 1800s. He was a rabbi in Lublin, Shneur Zalman from Lublin. When he retired from the Rabbonis in Europe, he moved to Yerushalayim and he joined the Eid HaRedis. So he has in his Tshuvas two, has one Chelik Ebenezer and one Chelik Arachayim. There's two tshuvas in Ebenezer about abortion. So he thinks that even according to the Rambam, that the heter to do an abortion is only when the mother's life is in danger because of the din of Reidef. We declare the Uber as a Reidef. He thinks that maybe that's only, even the Rambam is Machman, maybe that's only if Yoshva al Amashber, only if she's already in labor. But before she goes into labor, then the Rambam would also agree that it's only an Iser Chavola. And whenever it's medically recommended for the mother's health, it should be mutter. And then he says, and maybe even if you say not so, even before Yoshua Lamashber, the Rambam would hold that it's an Isser Ritzichah, and maybe it's only after Kol HaLechadoshev, after the woman entered the ninth month of pregnancy. But before she entered the ninth month, then even the Rambam would agree that it's only an Isser Chavola. So he's very Mekel. He's very Mekel before the ninth month, whenever he Mekel, if it's for the good health of the mother, so then it's only an Isser Chavola and B'makam Tikkun Aguf. Then we say there's no Isser Chavola. Yeah.
When Rebbe's define good health, does that include mental health, which is, I know, the push nowadays to try and define mental health as a part of the physical health as well?
Yeah, sure. Also, yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't be, we assume that it's mutter to do even cosmetic surgery. Let's say, Chavola is only also the Rambam writes. There's a Minchas Yitzchak has 13 Chalokim of Tshuvas. He was the head of the Eda Charedis. He must have died 20 years ago. I don't know. So he has 13 volumes of Tshuvas. So his Tshuvas are usually longer. He quotes all the Marmkaimis. On this topic of cosmetic surgery, he has a very brief Tshuva, nothing to discuss. He holds a head to Gomer because the Loshon HaRambam in Hilchas Chavola, the Rambam says, either derech nitzayon or derech bizayon. The two girsas in the Rambam. Derech nitzayon means that he's fighting with the other person. A derech bizayon, he wants to be mevaza the other person. But if a person does, so also the other melachbo biatzma, also the Gemara says, what if the person is doing, he's causing bleeding on his own body in order to improve his good looks? It's cosmetic surgery. So then he says, that's mutter legamrei. Mutter legamrei. That's where he writes a very brief tshuva. Here in the yeshiva, they used to say it's machloikas, Rabbi Soloveitchik and Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, I think, held that it was osser. And Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik said that it was mutter, cosmetic surgery.
So at the end of the day, then, would Rebbe then say that the typical case of abortion, which is either economic issue or just not ready for it, I guess you would say, is that generally speaking prohibited or permitted?
Yeah, no, that's not right. She can't afford it, so let the in-laws help out. Let the parents help out. That's not right.
Okay.
Only if it's a tikkun aguf, if she wants for her own good health, she wants to be healthy. Going through with the birth will... She'll have a nervous breakdown, or she'll be weakened. Her body will be weakened, or it's going to be a sick child, and she's going to be suffering from raising that Tay-Sachs baby. She'll be suffering from the baby for years. So that's for tikkun aguf. She doesn't want to have to suffer. So if a person would cut, let's say a person has five fingers, they'll cut off one finger, they'll walk around. Would they be prepared to cut off a finger in order not to have aggravation for years and years and years? That many people would, to save themselves aggravation. So this is like cutting off a finger. If you have six fingers and you cut off one finger in order to look normal, so everybody would do that. Who wants to have six fingers on one hand? So that's understandable. But to cut off, you only have five fingers. You're going to make yourself a balmum. Would a person do that in order to spare aggravation, a lifetime of aggravation? So probably would. Probably people would.
And the standard, in Rebbe's opinion, lasts all 9 months, just the first 40 days, or just a very brief time span, I believe, Rav Moshe holds it smutter for.
Rav Moshe holds that it's also even within the first 40 days, yeah.
I thought that he has some brief period of permissibility, like within the first 6 days, possibly first 4 days. I might be mistaken.
I'm not familiar. Don't know.
But if we go then by, for example, the Rav's standard that Rebbe mentioned, the first 40 days is Chavel, yeah. And then after that, it's Ritzicha, correct?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Within the first 40 days, it would be the case of physical health, but afterwards, it would only be if it's a danger to the life of the mother. Am I understanding correctly?
Then it's a machlekes, the Rambam and the other Rishonim. So Rav Soloveitchik said he finds it difficult. He personally finds it difficult to issue a psak against the Rambam because he uses the Rambam so often So he said the Rama holds, seems to hold that it's an Isser Ritzicha, and the only heter is when you can label the fetus as a roidif, when it's Karv Labada that you're saving the mother's life. So the Tzitzel, so the Torah's Chesed thinks, even the Rama only said it when it's Kolol HaChadoshev, when she entered into the ninth month, or maybe only when she's Yashva LaMashber, when she's already in labor, but before not. That could be. Rav Soloveitchik didn't discuss that possibility. He just assumed after 40 days it's already a machlokes, the Rambam and Rashi. Yeah. So Rashi holds that it's not called a nefesh. Rashi seems to hold it's only an Isur Chavola until Yashva LaMashber. Then maybe even Yashva LaMashber also not. Only on Hotzi Rosha, according to Rashi. Hotzi Rosha is a Yolud. Then it's an Isur Ritzicha. But before Hotzi Rosha, Rashi seems to hold it's only an Isur Chavola.
Thank you, Rabbi. I appreciate the clarification.
Very good. Okay. We'll see you tomorrow.
Likewise, Rabbi.
Good.